Well, it's another edition of Where Are They Now on the Radio Sports page, and joining us now is former Knoxville softball standout Jaden Striegel, now currently at Northwest Missouri State. Jaden, good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
Well, let's talk about this past spring. I think you might have been wondering, okay, how much am I going to pitch? How much am I going to, play? Come to find out, you played a lot and pitched a lot and was pretty successful.
I was really nervous for the beginning of the season because I wasn't allowed to play during the fall season because of an injury to my arm. So I was really nervous for how I was going to do when I came back from that. But it turned out a lot better than I thought, and I'm just really grateful to be able to be trusted like that after not being able to play in the fall.
And what was that like, going out for your first time on the college level? I mean, this is NCAA Division II. I mean, this is a pretty decent program you're with too. What was the thoughts going through your head, first time you stepped into that circle? Like, all right, I am in pitching in college softball now.
My thoughts were just kind of the same thing as they've always been. Just be grateful that you're there. And like when you get down on yourself, remind yourself that there's a reason that you're there and that they trust you enough to put you in that position.
And, let's talk about some of the games that, you might have, been in. Is there a game that sticks out or maybe, point in the season where, you really recall, a good game or a good performance?
One of the games was the Missouri Western game. And it was simply because everyone was talking about how much, because Missouri Western's kind of like our rival. And they were talking about how much they disliked the team. And not dislike, but like, not the team itself, but the, like the student section that they had and how it always messed them up and they were always saying rude stuff to them. And so they just really wanted to win. And then we went and we had a clean sweep of them and they didn't score. And I think it just made everyone, including me, just feel really good about it.
Confidence-wise, I'm sure that really went up throughout the season, knowing that, okay, I can do this. I can step up from high school to, a relatively major D2 college.
Yeah, I know I have to get better with everything that I do. And when someone tells me something that I need to focus on, I just made sure I focused on it as much as possible. One thing I think that I did better at this season was hitting my spots. In high school, I could hit my spots remotely well, but I feel like if I missed a spot, it was kind of, it wasn't as common if I missed a spot. I feel like I hit my spots really well, which helped a lot throughout the season.
And in college, you miss a spot just a little bit, and it'd probably make you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. There were a few rise balls that I threw in there, and some of them took them. I think that also was a little side effect of not being able to pitch during the fall season. I kind of lost my grip on the rise ball, so that's what we're working on this season.
Now, you're a pitcher only, which means you don't bat, you don't play any other position. Do you kind of miss playing at other positions and maybe picking up the bat every once in a while?
I very much miss playing other positions. I love fielding the ball. I love in practices, that used to be my favorite thing to do, was just to go out and field. I just kind of miss all of it together because I feel like I could help. But at the same time, I know why they do that. And I really respect the fact that they focus on taking care of us and not having us get injured by putting us in pitcher-only positions.
What kind of a season did the Bearcats have this year? I know, MIAA is a pretty tough conference for softball.
I feel like we did really well. There were games where we kind of just let go a little bit, but eventually we worked our way back up there, and all together the team did everything they could to just stay at a steady spot and just gradually get better.
You've been in Knoxville most of the summer working and everything. Have you had a chance to maybe put in a little softball work with that? Or, I know you've said you've been really busy all summer.
Yeah, I'm very busy. So there actually has not been a lot of, practice. I have done a lot of pitching lessons for other people, but I do need to get back out there and start pitching more. But I have went out a few times and just tried to work on mainly the rise ball.
Is that the one thing that you're really kind of working on? You mentioned a couple times teams took the rise ball and hit it pretty far.
Yeah, it's like what I'm focusing on the most. It used to be like in high school it was really good, but then that fall season really kind of just took it out almost completely. So we focused more on the drop ball throughout last season, which worked pretty well throughout the season, I would say. So now if I can keep that drop ball up and I can keep the rise ball going, it will help a lot more in the next season.
I know, and I asked you about this when we talked last spring. You got to face a former teammate when you played Quincy. Matty Finley was on the other. And you said, well, I don't really worry about who's up at bat. Potentially, there could be a Knoxville versus former Knoxville when you play Missouri Western next spring. What's that going to be like, potentially, to see watch former teammate Ashlyn Finardi when you're in the dugout?
I'm very excited just because I know Ashlyn is a good player, and I'm so excited because I think she will help that team a lot. And just being able to play against someone who I know can do their job and really wants to win, it'll be fun to see how it comes out. Because I have a lot of respect for Ashlyn. She does what she needs to do. She hits very well. She pitches so well. She fields the ball very well. So it'll just be exciting to see what happens.
What are expectations for the Bearcats this year? Is it maybe too early to tell, or evaluate, or did the coach say, hey, this is what we want to do in 2024?
Well, we lost some really good players, but at the same time, we're also gaining a lot of really good players. So the only expectation is just be everyone does their job and does the best that they can and become a team and work things out.
And I've got to ask, what are you studying at Northwest Missouri?
Elementary education.
And I hear you would like to coach down the road, too, I know.
Yeah, and that'll also help if I become a teacher during the summer. I can have the coaching job. But I feel like I've always gotten along well with kids. I enjoy being in their presence, and I feel like they've liked me and gotten really, close with me when I'm around them. So I feel like I could help out there.
All right. Well, Jaden Striegel, good to talk to you again, and best of luck this coming spring. I know the winter and everything, we got to get through that, but look forward to your sophomore season at Northwest Missouri State.
Thank you.